I mean, I was a drunk. Every weekend, I was finding a party or creating one. I couldn't wait for the dogs to be playing every Saturday, because that was just another reason to party. I abused drugs. And I can tell you, I'm not telling this story to try to encourage anybody to go down that path, but there was this one night me and a buddy were out, and we was up to no good, and we had way more than what we should have in partying. I got to the point where I felt that I was fixing to explode. My heart was fixing to explode, and I was fixing to die. And my mama always told me, you can always turn to Christ. You can always ask, and he'll be there. He'll deliver. Even for a drunk, alcoholic, addict that I was, I turned to him and I begged him, get me through this. Get me through this night. And I won't ever do it again. Well, not only did he sober me up, but he sobered my buddy up just like that. In an instant. And we looked at each other like it was, we had just sat down for a meal or whatever. We was just clear-minded as we could be. And it started changing my life. At that point, it was real. Now, I'm not saying that was the last time I did anything drug-wise or alcohol-wise, but it was a start. It was a difference that he made in me. Because that was a pure miracle. I'm telling you, that was a miracle, because I really was fixing to die. I felt my heart was fixing to explode. And he did it because he had a plan for me. He wasn't done with me. But I wasn't fully understanding the plan at that time. I was young, crazy, and still had a lot of life to live, I thought. But I've been drug free for about 6 or 7 years now. He took the taste out of my mouth for alcohol. He took the need for any drug. But, you know, during these podcasts that we've been doing with David and Keith, one thing that I've learned is that there's voids. You know, when we're growing up, there's certain things that happen, certain situations that come about that guides us down or makes us go down certain pathways. And he taught me in these podcasts, I've learned that the void that I had, I was trying to fill it with sex, drugs, alcohol, everything. And when I finally learned to turn it over, he filled that void. I went through a lot of depression because I lost my best friend back in 09, 2010, somewhere like that. He was my best friend and my brother-in-law. But it took me getting broken before he could fill me up with the Holy Spirit. Fill me up with what he had planned for me. So, I done went through this whole thing that I've typed out, but without even reading it. But, he turned my life around, but he taught me to get on my knees and pray too. And he'll answer those prayers. And he's doing that with what he's got me doing right now. I'm not the type of person that I would have been standing up here in front of, you know, the crowd talking. That's just not me. I'd rather keep to myself. But like I told you before, what he told me when I was riding down that road was, you got to tell him. So I asked him for the boldness. I asked him to make me what he wants me to be so I can share.